Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time now for the Six Rings Postgame Show, breaking down everything Patriots. Now, here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
The New England Patriots have lost five straight games for the first time since 1995 as the Chargers win it 6-0.
That was the CBS Z team that I believe we had today of Spiro Dedis and Adam Archuleta, correct?
And they get along as about as well as you and I do. I don't know if you noticed, there was a lot of tension in that booth at various times.
I don't have any issue with you. You're the one who...
Oh, you don't?
No.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, for Christ's sakes, God. You just... you
can't Don't make me have to play mediator between you two.
Like rooting for the Patriots, Joe, at this point, it's a waste of time.
I don't want to bring up bad news for you, Fitzgerald, but I believe that's 12 beers you owe me now.
Oh, don't worry. That's a clean, crisp, in case you missed it last week, on the Six Rings podcast, as well as on the radio as well. I bet Andy that Mac Jones would still somehow get the start this week. That was pretty idiotic on my part. And then I decided to double down, and I said, you know what, fine, double or nothing, the Pats win on Sunday. And, of course, only 6 points were needed to defeat the New England Patriots. It wasn't a six-point defeat. They lost by six, but the other team didn't even score a touchdown, and the Patriots lost. So now I had to add. See the numerical symmetry here? You follow me, Hart? So you got six, and then you got six more, and the Patriots didn't get six, which just makes it all the more painful. So that is a suitcase of 12 ice-cold, delicious Narragansetts that I have to add to your coffer, which I believe brings our beer total up to about 42 beers I've given you to zero that you've given me, which is just absolutely perfect. This season keeps getting better and better and better.
But you spun that as like you did something dumb. The smartest thing you did is I offered you the opportunity to let it ride double or nothing through the rest of the season. So all it would take would be a single Patriots victory at any point, and you would slate. Or, if they happen to lose six in a row, what are the chances of that? You would owe me 396 beers. You declined.
Yeah. Smart. Hey, Dad, how come we can't... Dad, I did really well on all my placement tests. How come I can't go to college? Well, son, you see, Dad's Foxborough faith kind of got the best of it. It was 2023. I was doing a post-game radio show with a man who lived to always try to get under my skin and make me feel bad about myself. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number. It's hour number two. Andy, I think maybe later in the show, we should replay Bill Belichick and just sort of kind of go, like, let's kind of red pen that post-gamer, if you will.
Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Yeah, a little, like, red pen it, Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Might be the last show we do, if I'm honest. If I
Probably.
Tell you what I really think about what he's saying.
I mean, but why at this point now? Yeah, obviously without the colorful metaphors, as Dr. Spock said. Look, some of that was just so nonsensical at this point. I mean, it's one thing to say that in the grief of the immediate processing of the aftermath and in such disappointment that you can't be fully honest or you find yourself not speaking your real truth. Okay, that's fine. But like... he's done enough of these now that he should know how to address the crowd and he should know what to say and he should expect those questions. And I would also, to anyone who continues to say that Patriots media are curators of merchants of misery, and people like around here, they're just mediates, and everyone is so negative. You know, everyone around here isn't Melgar and Faz, folks. Everyone around here isn't, as much as I like Mike and Tony individually as well, or Tyke and Moni, I should probably call them at this point. You know, everyone doesn't just specifically just try to get the latest story and make somebody look bad or just rehash things that didn't go well. Mike Reese literally might be the nicest person either of us have ever met in our human lives. And he's
fake
getting
nice until you realize it's real.
What's that?
Fake nice until you realize it's really. He's one of those people you think it's fake nice. No one.
Oh, you think?
Gotcha. Nice.
I was going to say, like, no, it can't be. No, like, he's.
No. He's real. It's legit.
That would ruin Christmas for me, Andrew. Yeah,
oh,
he's the best.
Mike's legit.
Yeah, he's awesome. And for Bill Belichick to be throwing word daggers at him and to be giving him the business, I mean, come on. And Phil Perry's just trying to, like, everyone is there. They're like, one day before this all comes to an end with Bill Belichick, someone is going to say, Bill, for God's sakes, we're just trying to, we know you're doing your job, but unfortunately, this is also part of your job, and we're trying to do ours as well. And we respect you, and we appreciate everything that you've done. But my God, can we just get a answer, let alone multiple answers, so we can try to help? Who was it who said today, we're just trying to help tell the story of what happened, what went into today's defeat?
And
was that Perry or was that Daniels?
Answer questions. Bill brings it upon himself, because when you don't actually answer any questions, you lead to more questions and people trying to get quotes, to get information, to find a way to put embarrassingly bad performances 3 weeks in a row into perspective. When you don't answer, they have to continue to try to dig and chip away. They're like, what's his name? UConn Cornelius. Tap, 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 lick it. Nothing. That you got to keep tapping.
Does that make Bill the Bumble in this case? Do we ever humble him?
He would bounce. He would just drown.
Oh, God. Now a Rudolph reference can't even cheer us up. Son of a blank. All right, let's go back to the phone. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. I apologize to anyone who held on long enough and just dropped off. If you're still listening or you hop back in the car, we're with you till 725. Tune in on the Odyssey app. Throw us on the radio. Give us a shout back. We will definitely get to you when we can. All right, Kevin is in New Hampshire, Andy. He wants to speak to Fitzy and Hart. Hi. Oh,
what's
Kevin,
up,
are we good?
How you doing? Yes.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
I just don't understand, like, why you guys don't take the big picture in all this. I mean, did you really think that they would lose Tom Brady and just draft value back into this dynasty? I mean, these type of losing seasons and getting top talent is necessary to a meaningful rebuild. It's so obvious. I mean, this is basic.
So you think they're doing this purposely?
No, I don't. I think that this I just think that this is a necessary step to rebuilding a great team.
I think if you had hit your pick on Mac Jones in the first round at quarterback, and you'd hit your pick in the second round on a wide receiver, and they were what they could be, which is a franchise quarterback and a Pro Bowl receiver, things would look a lot differently, but you didn't.
Well, do you know for sure that Mac Jones is Bill Belichick's guy? Because to me, that's the only thing I can really fault Bill Belichick for, is if he was the one that picked Mac Jones and wasted, you know, basically 3 to 4 years of this team, 3 years of this team, then that's on him. But I have a feeling that it was Kraft that was pushing this.
So why is Bill still here? Why is Bill still here then? Because he has final say on the roster, so Robert would have broken contract if he forced him to draft somebody.
I think Bill is here for, hopefully, I mean, if they do, you know, get a, you know, top five, top seven picks, that you have somebody who can pick players at that level to steer the franchise in the right direction. I think there's questions about that now. Well, I mean, he was, you know, you go back, Andy, he was part of the Gerard Mayo pick. He was part of the Richard Seymour pick. I mean, you guys are sitting here acting like they just drafted values for the entirety of their dynasty. I mean,
no,
Kevin, done with.
When he picked Richard Seymour, I was good looking and young. That was 2 decades ago. That was a long time ago and a lot of draft day failures ago.
Yes, I understand that. But
yep. Go ahead, Kevin.
But are you, my question is, are you expecting a team to draft around, you know, in the middle round and just rebuild this thing. It does. I don't understand what the expectation is from you guys.
Okay, let me try.
So you don't think they blew picks? You think it's just impossible?
I think they absolutely have blown picks, but my point is that I think that in any other sport, I mean, they you're talking about going from a dynasty to what? Basically, another dynasty.
You don't have to go to the toilet, Kevin. See, this is the part I disagree with, Kevin. You do not have to, and I appreciate the call very much, but you do not have to go into the toilet immediately or shortly thereafter after going through a dynasty, or in the Patriots' case, an extended dynasty, as I like to call it, the double dynastic run. If you hit on some, if not even just maybe a slight majority of your draft picks, then chances are you will be able to sustain a competitive team, competitive relevance, being able to actually field receivers that can catch the football, offensive linemen that know how to actually block people. Health has been a question mark and an issue this year, but for the love of God, I mean, Kansas City wins a couple of Super Bowls this decade, and all of a sudden, are they supposed to be like, hey, guys, we're picking at the back end of the draft. We're, you know, I know we got this great quarterback, but the rest of the team's going to get super sucky real soon because we're picking late in the draft, so we're not going to be able to sustain the dynasty. No, you find ways to replace parts and players. You don't replace Gronk. You don't replace Edelman. You sure as hell don't replace Brady. You just keep throwing crap against the wall. Oh, and by the way, during the course of the 2010s, the Edelmans, the Gronks, and the Bradys, if you will, while there certainly were some value players picked up along the way via free agency and a couple hits in the draft, a lot of times the Pats just flat out whiffed during these drafts. But these guys covered up so much of that with their greatness that eventually, by the time the bill came due, when they were all gone, this is what we get. And they bought their way back into it back in 2021. But how many of those guys did they hit on, Andy? 2.5, would you say? During the uncharacteristically aggressive spending spree, like a full Judon, Kendrick Bourne, 0.5, Hunter Henry, 0.5.
Yeah.
Is that about it?
Yeah, it's kind of 2. It's like 1 and a couple halves.
Yeah, so the lump sum of it is like 2 out of 6. Okay.
But the question I would ask, so, like, there's a million ways to do it. We know that. In all sports, like, we always go with these, like, there's only one way to do it. No, there's a million ways to do it. But the counterexample I would use is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mike Tomlin's been there since 2007. They've never had a losing record. Now, I don't know the caller's tone, and I know we went too long, and I would actually urge him to call back maybe next week or even on another Six Rings program. Fitzy and I will be on the air a lot in the coming month, because I don't know if his tone was, you wouldn't want to be the Steelers, who have a winning record and compete every year and make the playoffs, and they won a Super Bowl way back when, and they went to another, and now they kind of lose early in the playoffs, whatever. But they've never bottomed out like the Patriots are. And I would argue if you hit on Mac Jones, you wouldn't have bottomed out. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you had just hit on, like, Tyquan Thornton, N'Keal Harry, Cole Strange, you wouldn't have bottomed out. Like, if you had hit on any combination of a few of those, you probably wouldn't have bottomed out. So I don't know whether he's happy they're bottoming out because now they're going to get the quarterback. But I'll tell you one thing. He is in a very small minority that he wants Bill Belichick to make this pick. And that was definitely his tone, that he believes in Bill because Bill drafted Richard Seymour and Gerard Mayo. I thought was interesting. One of them has been retired forever and is in the Hall of Fame. The other is an assistant on his staff and might be his replacement. And those are his examples of great draft picks. That tells you a little something about the trending in the drafting for Bill Belichick. But what do you think it is? Maybe 10% still want Bill to draft? Maybe less than that? My poll had that. It was like 18%.
Yeah,
less than 20% of Patriots fans. Yeah,
yeah. We can say like, your poll on Twitter this week, which had 1,700 engagements and responses, so it's a pretty sizable chunk of Pats people.
Poll.
Yep, that's Quinnipiac adjacent, if you will. It was over 50% of people said we think it's time to move on, and then there was 30% just stay and only coach, and 20% were like, no, he can stay and pick the players. You also forget how many other people were involved. Bill didn't just pick them out on his own. There were other people like Scott Pioli and Thomas Dimitroff and many others over the course of those 20 years that helped him select the players as well. It wasn't like he just sat in a room, locked everyone out, and said, I'll come out in a couple of days when I'm done picking the new players for the team. That's not the way that it works, my God, for God's sakes. And maybe Bill Belichick, when maybe Robert Kraft, I don't know where you fully stand on this, but maybe Robert Kraft said, I want a new quarterback. Cam Newton's not going to get it done. We need a new quarterback, Bill. We can't just keep getting by with spare parts here. And at that point, maybe when the draft board fell the way that it did or aligned as it did, maybe that's when Bill Belichick and the famous social media video, you okay with this pick? You guys on board with this pick? Maybe that's when that all came to be. I do not believe it was my way or the highway from Robert Kraft to Bill Belichick. Like, you take a quarterback, you take Mac Jones now, or it's your ass. Because in which case, Bill Belichick would be like, ooh, I'm not going to let the door hit me where the good Lord split me. Bye, Robert.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I don't think he would be forced into anything.
Never.
I believe, now, this is me having never been a lawyer and never seen the contract, so very little information here that's of value. But if Bill has final say on the roster and he's forced into picking a player, wouldn't that be a breach of contract and he'd be a free agent?
Like, technically, he could say he would be able to if he believed. And who knows who it is who negotiated his deals or exactly what the structure is. But he would be able to then in turn say, like, this is what I asked for. This is what we contractually agreed on. And this is what you did. So I'm out. Yes, right. He could definitely get out.
Okay. So that's how I would read it. That caller was very pro Belichick stance, I felt like. So I give him credit for that because I think he's a small minority these days. I don't think there's a lot of them. So good luck with that crew.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. The lines are still jammed. We will get to all of you frustrated Foxborough fans in moments, but it also is our obligation and job to make sure we catch you up on everything else going on in the wide world of sports. Let's get you some scores and more right now. Trending with producer Joe Braverman.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
I shall perform that obligation to my best ability. The conditions at Gillette just made things look even worse as the Patriots dropped their fifth straight game to the LA Chargers by a final score of 6 to nothing. That's right, an NFL game finished 6 to nothing. There were 15 punts between both the Pats and the Chargers. Bailey Zappe got his third career start, didn't look any better from previous weeks. He was 13 of 25 for 141 yards and was sacked 5 times. It'll be a short week though for the Pats as their next matchup will be Thursday night in Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Some other scores in the NFL for week 13, the Texans held on at home to beat the Broncos 22-17. The Dolphins absolutely destroying, and I mean destroying, the Washington Commanders, final score 45-15. And currently right now, the 49ers and the Eagles are in the middle of the second quarter, and it is 6-0 Eagles. The Sunday slate of games will conclude tonight with the Chiefs taking on the Packers from Lambeau Field. We'll have Westwood One's coverage of Sunday Night Football starting at 7:30 following the Six Rings postgame show. The Bruins are in Columbus to take on the Blue Jackets for a 7 o'clock puck drop. This is the second of a back-to-back after the Bees had a thrilling 4-3 overtime win in Toronto last night. The Celtics will be back in action tomorrow on the road against the Pacers in the quarterfinals of the in-season tournament. We just heard a few moments ago, Kristaps Porzingis will remain out due to his calf strain. And the college football playoff is set on New Year's Day. Top-ranked Michigan will face fourth-ranked Alabama in the Rose Bowl, and second-ranked Washington will play third-ranked Texas in the Sugar Bowl. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's starting to rain a little bit harder now down in the field. How does that affect Zappe? Puts his back into it. He has a man wide open, and it's incomplete. Tyquan Thornton. And that appeared to be a perfect pass from Zappe.
Pimps in the crib, ma. How many times will the Patriots lose a game where a long pass to a wide open receiver will bounce off the receiver's hands, causing the Patriots to miss out on easy points, Andy? Rager did it a couple weeks ago against the Washington Commanders, and now Tyquan Thornton streaking down the sideline. I've watched it from multiple angles, the actual live gameplay that I've watched now on CBS. The slow-mo, it's just, yep, right there, right off his hands. Didn't extend in time.
Did it hit his tips or the whole hand? Because Parker wants to know.
That's a very good question. Let me see. Did we get tips on this one? Oh, that's a whole hand. Actually, you know what? The neat part is he was able to create a shape with his hands that the football passed through.
Oh, nice. Like a little heart, those little heart things you make with your hands. I love you while missing this, Mac.
Oh, my God. Or Zappe or whoever. It doesn't matter.
Oh, sorry, Zappe.
Put anyone out. Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no one's going to make you take a lap.
I'm all on the Malik Cunningham thing now. I really am.
Why not?
Because now I'm totally just looking for entertainment. And it might be entertainingly bad. That's also a possibility. Because this is bad, but not entertainingly bad. It's just like, okay, three and out, punt. Okay, three and out. Hey, here's our favorite player, our best player, Behringer, punt. Oh, he shanked one. He's not even good all the time. So maybe Cunningham would just offer a little spark.
Yeah, start anyway.
Oh, wait, I embraced the tank. Forget it. He might offer a spark. Stick with this guy. Stick with Zappe.
Can I just say straight up, like, if Bailey Zappe, what did he go, 13 for 25 in the day? I can't believe he only completed 13 passes, only attempted 25. The offense is just so pedestrian. My God, so many passes, like screens and checkdowns and behind the line of scrimmage and bubbles and... of course, anytime you take a shot, you know, Parker steps out of bounds, Thornton drops it. So what's the reward for going long in the first place? What's the reward? Why? What's the benefit of actually trying to take a shot? Because, you know, someone's just going to misplay it, gaff it up, or find a way not to be able to bring the ball in at this point. Starting Malik Cunningham now, we keep saying it like, choose chaos, make craziness happen. Let's do that. How much more? I mean, could that be the next level to when we keep saying, how much worse could it get when Fourier keeps telling us, like, guys, buckle up, it's going to get worse? Could that be the next level?
I really don't know what the next level is. This is...
I thought hell had an end.
I don't know what's going on anymore. I keep saying how many people and things and entities that the season has broken. I feel like I'm on a lifeline here. Like, I'm on life support. I'm ready to be unplugged. I'm this close to being broken by this season myself.
But
the holidays are here.
Of all people.
And, like, I love football. I love my job. You know, I try to bring energy and passion and, like,
EEA, energy, effort, and attitude.
I feel like I'm on the precipice. I really do. So it's why I feel
here, Andy. As a matter of fact, let's bring in your son and your wife and Paul Perillo. We're going to have a little Andy Hart intervention right now.
No, but the one thing I continue to say is we hear these Adrian Phillips, and this week it's Jalen Mills. I am so impressed with the defense, the way they're handling a horrific situation that could really push it over the edge here, and they continue to say, look, Jalen Mills said something to the effect of, we gave up 6 points, lost by 6 points, we didn't do enough, and it's like, I don't know if you believe that, but you're selling me on it. You're doing a great job of selling me on it. They're in an amazing position. So far, they've been professionals through it all.
Yeah, they have. But like someone that's going to be another one of the shoes that drops. Someone is going to say something that they're going to regret. Like, I didn't think it was too egregious. I didn't think it was regrettable what Jabril Peppers said. Yeah, actually, that audio dropped right after we finished our last Six Rings preview podcast on Thursday. So I haven't even had a chance to ask you about that. I personally, I appreciated the fact that he took accountability for it. Didn't think he needed to apologize for it. And it was a hot mic. So that's one of those cases where, you know, the NFL sort of runs with something because they know it's going to get clicks and views and buzz for them. I'm sure Bill Belichick didn't bench him to start the game. So the combination of honesty and accountability, I believe, for Jabril Peppers in that instance, probably cleaned things up for him. But show me the lie. No lies detected.
Nope. The truth is never mean. And that was the truth.
The great takeaway, Andy, of this season, like, I'd put it on T-shirts if I wanted to get fired immediately from my side gig with the Patriots. But, and people would probably wear it, or people would adopt it, or just, you know, wear the initials like YLWA. But the thing is, like, Jabril Peppers probably should add a disclaimer or a caveat to it, like, our offense is ass. Like, because the defense, okay,
but
sure.
But that's even better. He said we.
See? Good point. Good point.
He was a teammate. Like, we win as a team, we lose as a team. He's saying we ass. Like, we not good enough. And I give him more. It'd be easy to finger point our offense. You're lucky our offense sucks, or we would have won. Nope, he said we. And I give him a ton of credit for that. That's why, if I were the coach, obviously you'd be like, can we not say this? But he said it to a friend, a former teammate, in a moment where he didn't know it was going to be put out there by the end. That's why this is another example that I think the players need to realize. The shield will crush you if it's in mm-hmm. their best interest. The shield will crush you for clicks or attention. Don't ever think the shield is aligned with you. The shield is in for the shield and only the shield.
Shield don't GAF
nope.
at all.
Nope.
Back to the phones. We shall go. We're just getting an update as well. Mike Cadlick is on his way out of the stadium. We'll try to get him on the horn. Maybe we could arrange for like a... we could arrange for a 6 o'clock chat with Mike if that would be possible. Thank you very much, Joe. Back to the phones we go. All right, you know this one's gonna hurt. Hi, Wayne Owen Southie.
What's up, guys? Hey, guess what?
Wayne Andy, they broke Wayne.
Zappy ain't the answer. Zappy
no
ain't
kidding.
The answer.
We've been telling you that for
years. Cunningham out there, and let's just see what he's got. I mean, come on, you got nothing to lose. Jeez.
Or everything to win if he does lose.
Wayne, let me ask you.
Am I
now,
wrong yet?
Wayne, are you going to watch? There's five games left in this season. Are you going to watch all five?
I'm
like,
watch
I want to know.
Unfortunately,
are the Waynos going to watch?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I'm going to watch. They're my team.
That's right. You go down with the ship. We're captains, baby.
Yeah, but like you were just saying, Andy, just put him out there. Put Malik Cunningham out there. Let's see what he can do. Maybe he might, you know
okay.
what I mean?
Here's my,
stun us.
Wayne, here's my theory on that. So it went a little longer than we hoped or expected with Mac. And I think if you're really looking at it, you're like, okay, we went to Zappy. It wasn't horrible. I mean, it was horrible, but like the wheels didn't fall off. We didn't embarrass anybody except the sport of football in general. And maybe you got to go a couple weeks.
Just the sport of football.
Well, yeah. But if you put Malik in there on Thursday, then you have four games left. And if he stinks, now you're going back to somebody, and that's always weird. So I feel like you give Zappy Thursday and then maybe one more, and then you go to Cunningham, and now we're getting close to the end of the season, and we can piece it together with duct tape and Toradol.
Yeah, I just want to see what the guys, you know what I mean? He was taking, they said this week he was taking this, and when they were doing that stuff, I can't even talk right now. I'm so aggravated.
I've noticed.
But just put him out there, like I said, and let's see what he's got. You know what I mean? He might amaze us. Let's just see what he's got. There's nothing to lose. We're at the end anyways. There's nothing to lose. Even if they win two more games, who cares?
Whoa, Wayne. I care. I want a top two pick. You're in the top two slots.
I care too, but I know what I see, and I can't let my eyes don't lie to me.
Okay. Well, my eyes tell me I want to see either Drake May or Caleb Williams or Marvin Harrison Jr. in a Patriots uniform next year, and therefore I want to stay in the top two picks, and I want to keep losing games. Right?
Yes. Oh, together? Yeah, I said, I think they did. I know. I think Belichick somehow, some way makes it look like he's going to play the game, but he's I think they're doing that. I think they're definitely doing that because we need next month, well, whenever it is, that we need to get guys in here. We need to get new people in here.
Wait, you think Bill is orchestrating this?
I can't imagine, Wayno, that Bill Belichick is orchestrating a tank or steering the franchise into the ditch so that they can improve their draft pick next year for likely what will be someone else making the pick. And Wayno, much love. We appreciate the call. Hang in there. Go Pats. It is.
By the way, if you guys want an update, the Cardinals officially won 24-10 over the Steelers.
How about
Damn
that?
Right.
I was just also going to provide another optimistic. See, here we go. We're trying to steer this thing. Pats positive at this point.
Are you
ready for this, everybody? This update from Jeff Howe at Jeff P. Howe moments ago from The Athletic. With the Cardinals 3-10 on their way to beating the Steelers, the Patriots have jumped up to the number 2 pick in the draft. The Patriots also have the slimmest edge over the Cardinals in the strength of schedule tiebreaker, though that will continue to move. He continues, quote tweeting his own, even more interesting, the Patriots also now have the strength of schedule edge over the Panthers, which would cause a massive swing at the top of the draft order if Carolina and New England finish with the same record, to which I say, Andy Hart, we are all Panthers fans.
Whoa. Yay!
And, we need them to win again.
But remember, the Panthers all have nothing to lose by winning. It's not their pick. It's
right,
the
that's
Bears
why they're going to try to win.
I hope so. That is the theory. That is a solid theory. Now, they may have packed it in for, you know, the changing coach and everything. Who knows? We're hoping for the bump that you usually get with a changing coach, but I think that's a key factor here is they don't have to tank. They don't care because it's not their pick. So they can play to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's
which
big.
Which benefits the Patriots, which means that if there is a guy the franchise is enamored with, if there is someone they believe to be the savior, if there is someone they have to have above all and beyond all cost and measure, or if they believe someone else,
yes,
someone else, like, see, I'm also
get
in if
three
someone
first
else,
round picks.
Yes, yes, I would. You know what I would do? If someone calls up and is like, we have to have Caleb Williams, and the Patriots end up with the number one overall draft pick, would I take a haul like the Chicago Bears just got with like three firsts and a second and something else and DJ Moore? Hell yes, I would. You need that much talent. You need that great an infusion of players.
Well, it depends on what you think about Caleb Williams and Drake May. That's all that matters in that
right.
area. Because then you get back to my whole thing about Joe Burrow when some people were like, oh, the Bengals stink. They need to trade the pick. They need more than just a quarterback. No, no, no. If you get Joe Burrow, if you get a true franchise quarterback, if you think there's even a good shot of that, you go and you get that quarterback. You don't trade it for 100 picks.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Andy, let's see. We've got Jake in Boston.
Gentlemen, another positive result on the path to the draft. Actually, a couple, according to the last 5 minutes here.
Right?
I think we need to ask this. If Robert was responsible for Mac Jones, if he pulled that behind the scenes, getting himself off to Alabama highlights in a COVID year with Mac on a super team in which he never played a true SEC road game, and the only SEC real road game he played, he looked just like the Mac we saw at Auburn in 2019. If Robert took a liking to the fact that Mac was an elitist just like he is, trust fund baby from a private school, should Robert be the one to step aside and not Bill? Because all of these dreadful offensive numbers, because we're seeing, we know what the defense has done, they're based on Robert's decisions. And it's not just the decision to draft Mac Jones at this point. It is the forcing of Mac's desired offensive coordinator on him. And the contrast happened yesterday, just to get you going on the college football stuff, the contrast happened yesterday when Tommy Rees, and I heard all the Bama people criticizing Bill O'Brien last year, and I was befuddled by it,
mm-hmm.
but Tommy Rees, in 10 weeks, turned Jalen Milroe into an albatross to a very raw Patrick Mahomes-like quarterback. The offensive coordinator is why Alabama is the fourth team in that playoff right now. And the offensive coordinator last year was Bill O'Brien. So explain to me that. I was down there in Atlanta yesterday. Jalen Milroe took the coaching. Mac Jones has been a Karen here in New England with multiple people, including the head coach, the two offensive guys last year. I'm sure he hasn't gotten along swimmingly with Bill O'Brien this year. And yes, it was the right call because Florida State would have four losses in the SEC. And heck, the Patriots may have four losses in the SEC with this offense.
Jake, thank you for the call. Well prepared, well played. Kept
it's not always
lines.
Accurate, but just
enough. That doesn't have to be, again, sports radio. It doesn't always have to be accurate. We just need people to be reasonably informed while we try to entertain them on our way to signing off. I can't.
Look.
We're not here. Bill O'Brien, what's he supposed to do? He's got quarterbacks throwing it to the hands of receivers. He's got people. I mean, we've gotten to a point now where if you say, I've got a theory why the Patriots offense is underperforming, there's a good chance when you got halfway through it, somebody would say, "Nah, you're probably right." Like, there's a million different ways you can skin this proverbial anemic cat. Fact is, it's just sad. It's very sick. It underperforms. It's sad. It needs to be put out of its misery. Do you really believe that Bill O'Brien was the reason why the offense wasn't good enough last year in Alabama and that Jalen Milroe now has succeeded because they have a new offensive coordinator?
Me?
Yes,
no.
You.
You know I'm a Bill O'Brien guy. You know of that course. I think Bill O'Brien's a pretty good coach.
Same.
I also... The Jake angle of like this was Mac's handpicked guy or something. I think it was probably Robert's handpicked guy. He told us that, and then he said it there was agreement from the coaching staff. But I think he was also most of ours handpicked guy. Right? We said
of who was available at the time. Yes, yeah. Because there was stability and familiarity, two things the team needed terribly after the Matt Patricia experiment.
But more importantly, he was the perfect guy on paper. He had coached successfully with you. He came from the place where your quarterback came from, even though they didn't overlap. So there was both sides of it worked. It made a boatload of sense on paper. It has not played out properly. And at some point, some people, as Jake is kind of alluding to, Mac is a big part of the problem. Like, whatever it is with Mac, broken, the circumstances, everything. But then the next layer, Jake says, Robert should step away. What do
Why?
You mean by that? He owns
the damn team.
There is no stepping away for Robert. He owns the damn team. It's his team, as he told us last. Bill Belichick runs my football team. We all need to remember that. It's his team, and unless you're saying pass it on to Jonathan, which I don't think that makes any sense under Jake's parameters.
I think that's what he's alluding to.
Wait, but he was mocking Mac Jones and Robert Kraft for being rich kids or trust fund babies, which Robert wasn't. He was not. Jonathan is a rich kid. He's always been Robert's son, correct? Therefore, he grew up in privilege. Okay, so I don't know what Jake was asking for there, but Robert Kraft and Jonathan Kraft are going to run the Patriots for a really long time, so accept it.
That's just how it's going to be. Step aside. If he's alluding to the idea that he needs to divest himself of all power and decision-making and just become a celebrity face owner, if you will, and allow Jonathan to make a lot of the moves or all of the moves. I think Jonathan already has a pretty heavy hand in the day-to-day operations and the long-term view of the New England Patriots as it is. I'm sure Robert gets his say in every now and again because it is his team. I doubt he's ever going to divest himself of that. I don't think he's going to step aside. I can't imagine he's going to retire. He's also not as meddlesome, or at least so we don't believe or aren't led to believe, in the day-to-day operations like a David Tepper, who made a huge mess of the hiring of his second coach following buying the Carolina Panthers a couple years ago with the Frank Reich debacle. And now that team is completely in turnaround. Yet still, that's who we have to hope will win at least, if not a couple more football games the rest of the way as the Patriots' path to the top pick in the draft continues here. We'll be back with the Six Rings postgame show momentarily. The phones are still loaded up. Mike Cadlick from WEEI.com calls in at 6. We'll hear from Christian Fourier later on. Andy Hart is going to give you his thumbs up and thumbs down. Spoiler alert, probably a lot more thumbs down than there are thumbs up on that list. We'll have the Cars for Kids player of the game and everything else you look forward to on a Six Rings postgame show here on WEEI.
Bill, do you want to stay here?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back.
and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And keep coaching the Patriots.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this week getting ready for the Steelers.
Wow. Someone had some stones in that room to ask Bill Belichick that question. And here's my big thing. And again, we'll probably parse over and dissect the Belichick interview from earlier today at Gillette Stadium following the 6-0 loss to the Chargers. I'm looking forward. Who in their right mind in that building? Who's looking forward to anything but the season being over? Who's looking forward to going to Pittsburgh on a freezing cold Thursday night and starting Bailey Zappe against Mitch Trubisky? Get out of here.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll tell you who's really looking forward to it. Fitzy and Hart, who get to bring you the Six Rings postgame.
From 11 a.m., 11 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Hey, I'll be there with you, fellas.
It started at 11 a.m.
We're all there together. And by the way, how about our old guy, Kyrie Thompson, the guy asking that question?
Wait, that was our pal Kyrie Thompson?
No. Yeah, that was him.
Really? Play it one more time.
Doesn't sound like him.
Bill, do you want to stay here and keep coaching the Patriots?
No, different.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this week getting ready for the Steelers.
That's the Boston Globe.
That's Kyrie Thompson from the Boston.com.
Different Kyrie Thompson.
But we appreciate that, Joe.
Shout out, Kyrie.
Shout out, Kyrie. Hey, you know what? He just got
even if he's
a
different,
right there.
And they're
even
very
if
different.
It's a different Kyrie.
Our Kyrie Thompson was like 5'8". This one's like 6'6".
Has a deeper voice, whatever. Yep. But aside from that, everything's the same. Let's squeeze in a couple more calls before Mike Cadlick checks in at 6. Keep things rolling here. Who's next on the line? Here we go. Barry on the Cape. Let's check in with the Silly Sandbar, my favorite place in the world. Barry, how are you? Welcome to Six Rings.
Hi, guys. First time, long time. Love the show. Happy Sunday.
Thank you.
Is it?
Yeah. He beat me to it.
I'm coming back from the game. I don't know what that last caller was talking about. I'll tell you what will make Thursday a lot better is putting Mac Jones back in. We haven't given him a fair chance. Nobody has given him a fair chance. From the media to the coaching staff. And if you give him the keys to the Maserati, you're going to see, you open up the playbook, you're going to see him rise to the occasion. I'm going to ask you guys one question. Where did he go to college?
Alabama.
And Alabama is not just a college, it's a football factory. They don't create students, they mold athletes, pro athletes, and that's what Mac Jones is. And I'll give you two keys
to how
Mac Jones will thrive. He'll win the next 5 games. I'll give you two keys. I've been a season ticket holder since the glory days, the 70s, the 80s, with Grogan. You put Grogan in the locker room, and you have him look Mac Jones right in the eye, and you say, Mac, this is the Patriot way. And you say, you hand him the torch. The torch is yours. And Mac is going to thrive. He's going to win the next 5 games. We're going to build momentum till next year. And the other thing is Belichick, he needs to move. He needs to rearrange the locker room around. And he needs to have some of the veterans sit next to Mac Jones, people like Matthew Slater, and say, this is the Patriot way. And that's
okay. Once again, thank you very much. That was Barry on the Cape, otherwise known as Mac Jones's agent. Barry, I appreciate the fact that you checked us out, that you've been listening to the show for a while, you're a fan, and that you shared a little bit of your drive home with us. Hopefully you get back to the Cape on just an absolutely beautiful, beautiful late fall day here in New England.
You think he was putting us on? Was that real?
Oh, no, I think it was very real.
So he thinks we haven't given Mac a chance over two
and
three quarter
seasons.
Well,
the media hasn't given him a chance. I'm like, how much crap have I gotten for defending Mac Jones or trying to explain away the issues that he's had through the fault of others? Like, at a certain point, we talk about this all the time, Hart. You have to just own your own spot. And if you eventually are the one who throws the pick or makes the wrong read or runs into the pressure, regardless of getting Vidarian load and whatever else. I get it, but at the same time, winners find a way and losers keep making excuses. And while Mac Jones used to win and has a high competitive drive, it's just not working here. Like, we have to all come to an understanding. It just didn't work here. For whatever the reason be, it did not work here, and it's best for all parties, multiple parties, almost the entire damn organization at this point, to move on.
I'm going to give Barry the benefit of the doubt and say he was screwing with us. He was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to counter-program. I'm going to go on there. I'm going to have some fun on my ride home. I'm going to pretend like I'm the biggest Mac Jones fan in the world. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
You think
Good job, Barry.
That was the goal?
He was just having fun. Either that or maybe he drank too much and he probably shouldn't be driving home.
I was just going to say, my question was, Andy, do you think that call was made from the back seat or the passenger seat?
That's because a Tesla.
If he has autonomous drive,
yep.
If he was well-served enough to have those kind of feelings about Mac Jones and be driving back from the game, I will say it did look like beer sales were up today at the stadium. I texted you guys when I was there at the stadium and said we could do the first hour entirely on what the environment was like there. Holy smokes. I mean, it was just... How empty did it look on television to you guys?
Not terrible. It was like... plenty of empty seats.
Yeah, you could see gaps of empty seats, but it still felt like there was maybe 70% full, if I had to guess.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, there was plenty of empty seats, but also plenty of people there, and I give those people credit. Good job. You showed up.
As do I. And it was, I mean, 90 minutes before the game, 60 minutes before the game, the bowl was virtually empty. The tailgates, sparse, spread out, far, few in between. The ones that were there, like I said, there was just this energy of acceptance. And I don't think it was a lot of people like, hey, I've never been before. I just got these tickets 2 for $50 on, you know, StubGeek or SeatHub or whatever. Like, I think they were just people that they were just kind of going through the motions. And I think, Andy, a lot of them are in this position now where they realize winning actually won't do us much or any good at all. So... am I actually going to go when it's 43 degrees, raining sideways? I still can't. My face won't even. It's like hot as can be. Like it feels like an electric blanket now because it's warming up after having been so cold for so long. I think people are just caught in this weird in-between where it's like I don't want to ever say that I openly rooted against my favorite football team that I've loved my whole life. But I understand that losing is probably better for them in the long run. Like, this is literally the definition of Ron Burgundy's glass case of emotion.
It's also more, as I said earlier, more enjoyable and easier when you just fully steer into it and embrace it and accept it and just give your soul to tanking because there's only 5 games left. They're all very losable. As you continue to point out, that Jets game in the finale is like the fly in the ointment, although this one becomes a little more winnable this week with Mitch Trubisky. But he can get the job done. The Steelers can get the job done.
This was the Bill Simmons tweet before the game today. At Bill Simmons, about 5.5 hours ago, tweeted out, "It's pouring rain in Foxborough. The place is 1/3 full. The kicker missed 5 straight long kicks and warm-ups. Our QBs are absolutely atrocious. We're wearing the Pat the Patriot red unis, and we need to lose for a top 2 pick. I feel like I'm back in college." That's the thing. Guys, feel young again. That's the whole thing. Like, return to the good old days. Feel young again. Remember what you used to be like. Come on. Go full throwback at this point, everybody. Like, steer into it. Embrace the tank. Just, you know, by and large, wholesale embracing of the fact that we stink out loud right now. And it's kind of like it's an old-fashioned version. It's a new look at the old-fashioned good old days, if you know what I'm talking about, Hart.
And remember, in the good old days that were the bad days until they were the good days, you got a new coach who brought stability. You got a new quarterback who brought greatness. Drew Bledsoe is the greatest quarterback in the history of the Patriots organization until Tom Brady arrived. And then it changed dramatically. But you got a legitimate Pro Bowl caliber quarterback with the first pick in the draft. You became a competitor. You started to build. You added more talent. You went to a Super Bowl. That's what you're looking for now. We're not looking for a Dynasty 3.0. But if you can get back to the early and mid-90s where you draft a quarterback, you get a new coach, and you start to build, oh, we're going to make the playoffs. We might lose. We might win. Oh, now we might go on a Super Bowl run. We might lose. We might win. I am happy to embrace those days because right now those days feel far away. So you get me back to that and I'll be a happy man.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Jake, Tony, David, Mark, Deb, Paul. Actually, you know what? Hold on. You guys, I need you all to hold on real quick. We're going to pay the bills. We'll come back. We'll talk to Mike Cadlick for a few minutes. And then it's all you guys all over again. We still have plenty of time left. About an hour and a half to go here on a very interesting, heartwarming, mostly positive, but still realistic version of the Six Rings postgame show following Chargers at Pats here on WEEI.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.